B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lauren on Kiss 95.1.
It is called Date 'Em or Dump 'Em. A relationship is in your hands. You get to decide. We're going to have Carly from Charlotte on with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. Welcome, Carly.
Hey there, how are you?
Roy, you forgot the best part. It's Hump Day, Dump Day.
That's true.
What's the best part of Wednesday, of Dump 'Em and Date 'Em?
Sure, okay. We just love alliteration and fun things to say.
Carly, tell us what's going on Hump Day Dump Day.
Hey, okay. So I'm glad to be doing this with you. I went on a few dates with Alex. We went on three, and the first two were good. They were fine. He's polite, he's funny, but it was the third one where, like, everything kind of fell apart, and that's what I want to talk about today.
Good. Well, listen, we're also, if you want to help out our friend Carly, you can call 704-570-9595. Sounds like there's trouble on the third date with this guy named Alex. Carly, tell us what happened.
All right, so, like, after dinner, my friends were texting, and they wanted to go out and meet for karaoke. Which is a thing we do. Like, we love karaoke. It's totally, like, fun in our friend group. I wasn't sure he'd want to do it, but then when I, like, you know, kind of, like, laughed and told him that they asked, he was really into it. And he said he was, like, he loves karaoke. He's, like, awesome at karaoke.
Okay.
So I said yes, and I was, like, super pumped because, I don't know, like, maybe he'd fit into our group, like, long term. We went to karaoke. And he was not good. He was, like, awful. He was terrible.
Okay. Now, listen, I'm terrible at karaoke.
Yeah. But you claim to be terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. That. Exactly. Like, that. I think that was more of a problem than him being bad at it. Like, it would have been more fun if he was good. But it was that he really said he was good and thought he was good.
Oh, so like, after he was done with his performance, he came off and he was like, killed it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like almost exactly that. Like, he, like, nailed it. Like, and... like, it just, everyone was weird because it kept going and it just has left me, like, really disconnected.
No way. He was joking. He had to be joking.
Right.
If he's that bad and he comes off stage and he's like, nailed it. Like, he thinks he's funny.
Maybe you're not picking up what he's putting down.
He was a bad comedian.
I don't know. I mean, I guess you had to be there, but he was not joking. Like, it wasn't,
okay.
He wasn't.
Yeah. Okay, but Carly, let's say he was the worst person ever in the history of karaoke. Is that really a reason to not go on another date? Is that what you're wanting to stop, or did something else happen?
No, I mean, I think that would be, like, a turnoff. Like, I'm serious. This is, like, one of the things we do. Like, if you, I don't know, like, watch sports with your friends and your girlfriend, like, hates sports, it felt like that or something. I don't know.
You know, Roy, I see what you're saying. Like, is this enough to not date the guy?
Yeah.
But then if you take karaoke out of it and put something into the karaoke blank, like, he said he was a really good painter, and then he painted me something, and it was awful. You know, he said he was a really good handyman, but I had him fix my cabinet, and it fell apart. Like, do you continue to date someone?
But if you mesh well, if he has a good personality, if he's kind and he's good to you, then you tell him, hey, you suck.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, how often... Here's the thing, like, how often are you going to be out doing karaoke? Is this, like, a once-a-week kind of thing for you? Because I couldn't tell you the last time I went out for karaoke. Like, people go maybe once or twice a year.
There's some groups, go all the time.
We go a lot. Like, we have two places we go. But even so, it's like what you're saying. It's the point is that he said he was awesome, and then he really was terrible. And then there was this. That, I think, is throwing me more than the karaoke.
Well, he's tone deaf.
Yeah. You know, we also live in a world where everyone's too afraid to hurt everyone's feelings. So maybe no one's just had that conversation with him, which you would be a great person, Carly, because, I mean, you're already ready to call the quits over the relationship. You'd be a great person to say, hey, I'm about to break up with you, you idiot, because you can't sing karaoke.
You could get him singing lessons for his birthday.
Producer Nicole just wrote down a note. I guess you told her off the air that he did Frank Sinatra, New York, New York.
Yes.
Yeah, that's hard. I mean, unless you're Frank Sinatra impersonator, it's hard to sing like Frank.
Really?
But he picked it. I mean, he picked it.
Start spreading the news.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm leaving today. Yeah, that, and there's nobody that can sing that song well. Oh, shoot. I think I hung up on her. Hold on. Hold on, Matt.
Great job.
Oh, I hung up on her by accident. All right.
Call back.
We'll get her back on. Matt, hey, in Southend.
What do you think about Carly and this guy?
Oh, my goodness. I think this guy is full of a... He probably just made a simple mistake. I mean, you never know how good you sing until you actually sing, right?
Yeah. And, you know, that whole thing where you hear a version of you that no one else hears? You know, like when you play back a recording of yourself and you're like, oh, I sound like that?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing for singing. Same thing.
Same thing. Even videos freak me out of myself. My own voice scares me sometimes.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Now, Matt, would you, though, think it's okay to dump the guy over this? Should she date him or continue dating or dump him?
I mean, come on. If you're going to dump a guy over how he sings and his level of confidence going into it, I think there's other things at play. I don't think you should dump them over this.
Right?
And she said the other two dates went really well. It was just this date, all of a sudden, he barked out that he was going to be he's a really good karaoke singer, and she was shocked and disappointed.
Well, isn't there something attractive about confidence?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, wow, at least he, you know, he believes it.
I mean, but there's also a thing called reality.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be out of touch with reality.
And it's kind of embarrassing. Like, you can't, if her friends always go to karaoke and they go a lot, like, she can't take him to karaoke now.
Let's talk with Paul. Paul and Charlotte, date him or dump him? What do you think?
Honestly, I think he needs to dump her because he was going out on a limb trying to have fun with her and her friends. And to me, it's like, the fact that he doesn't have a great voice, that's probably the most petty reason that I've ever heard for dumping somebody.
You know,
she tried to make the example about the whole sports thing where, like, if all your friends love sports and then your girlfriend hates sports, but that's also a dumb parallel because, like, he doesn't hate what she's doing. He's trying to be a part of it.
Right.
Whether or not he's good, I mean, it's too bad. At least he's trying.
Yeah, but Paul, if you were in his situation, would you have said, hey, I'm really good at karaoke, I can nail it, even though you knew you didn't have a chance to nail it?
Maybe he thinks he's good, and, you know, no one's ever told him that he sucks. Maybe she needs to.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You know, I don't ever want to trash a listener of our show. Clearly, she's a big fan, and she trusts us to tell us the story, and I really do appreciate that. But I do think he needs it up her. I'm with you, Paul. I think it's ridiculous.
All right.
I think she needs to.
Thanks,
Paul. Or he's really funny, and she can't get sarcasm.
That's what there's got to be more to the story.
Right?
Like,
because this guy sounds awesome.
We got a lot of good action happening on hold. We have another guy who says he's really good at karaoke, wants to sing for us, and then he's going to ask her out.
Okay.
We're going to get Carly back on, and then we have other people who think that she's in the right to dump him, and then other people that say you can't do this.
Okay. If you want to get your voice heard, 704-570-9595. I can't wait to hear this guy sing.
I know.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Carly, we got you back on for date him or dump him. We accidentally hung up on you, but you say that you...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You are on a third date with Alex. He was very confident about karaoke. He said that he was the best when he went up there and sang. He wasn't good at all, and now that you're considering dumping him. Was that pretty much a good summary of what happened?
Yeah, that's like exactly it.
It was embarrassing on how confident that he was and how bad he was.
Yeah.
Okay. This is so funny to me, though, because I'm a terrible singer. If my dating life depended on me singing or not, I've never gotten married.
Carly, do you think there's a chance that you don't get people's humor? Like, have you ever ran into that where someone's being sarcastic and you didn't pick up on it? Because all I'm saying is hear me out. And I know that you don't want to date someone that's out of touch reality, but is there a chance that he's being funny saying that he's good, knowing he's bad?
I really don't think so. I mean, this would be, like, what do they call it? Like, a long con or something? Like, we're still talking. I mean, it's just, no. I hear you. But it was not that kind of thing. He definitely thought he was awesome, and we all definitely felt weird.
By the way, producer Nicole got his number and texted Alex, and he has yet to respond. So we stand by for him. All right, a lot of people are making comments that this is ridiculous. This is the most petty reason to dump someone. But hey, Carly, it's your life. Let's say hi to Caitlin in Matthews. Caitlin,
hi.
You're on with Carly. Go ahead. What do you want to tell her?
Hi, I just wanted to say he said that he was good at karaoke. He didn't say he was good at singing. So maybe he just meant that he's really good at having a good time at karaoke, and he's good at getting the audience riled up and having a good time with it.
Okay. No, I didn't think of that. He was, like, game for it. You know, he did, like, do it full out. Okay, I hadn't thought of that. I'll give you that, yes.
Okay. That's a good point. We do, by the way, have another person named Alex on hold.
Is that her Alex?
No, it's a different Alex who called in and said he wants to date her. He wants to sing. Isn't that weird?
That's weird.
They're both named Alex.
But first, let's talk with Jennifer in Huntersville. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi. So what do you think here with Carly? Should she date him or should she dump him?
I think you should date him. Because if he is game to go out and have fun at karaoke, he probably knows he sucks. And he just wants to show you a great time. I've been out doing karaoke for almost 20 years, and not one of my boyfriends could sing. Maybe you could turn it into a group thing every time he goes up to sing.
Do a duet.
Or the whole group. Do Love Shack by B-52 or, you know, something that's really super hype and fun. Because it sounds like he's willing and game to do whatever he wants. Who could ask for a better man?
Yeah, it sounds like he has a personality. Like, he's, you know, if he knew that you were really into karaoke and he was really trying, even if he doesn't know he's bad, let's just put that out there. Let's say he has no idea he's terrible. He still was willing to get up there and, like, belt it out because he liked you.
Yeah, which not a lot of guys would do. Thank you so much for calling in, Jennifer, in Huntersville. Carly, you're getting a lot of advice saying that you should continue dating him. And that may be that you're in the wrong here, but you know what? There's a guy who happens to be Alex, not the guy you've been dating, who thinks that he can sing better than the guy you're dating. So maybe you can find love after all, okay?
With another Alex.
I love the American Idol music.
All right, Alex and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You say that you can sing better and you will try to win Carly's love.
Oh, I'm sure of it, my man.
Are you playing? Are you messing around, or do you really, for real, think you're a good singer?
No, y'all are ready for a show.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right, Carly, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Alex, go ahead. Carly's on the phone. You got her.
Carly, let me just ask you really quick. Do you like Boyz II Men?
Yeah, I do.
All right, baby, then this one's for you, okay?
For the wine, night the fire, girl, your wish is my command. I commit to your demand, I will do anything. Girl, you need all me, I'll make love to you, like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight. Baby, all through the night, I'll make love to you like you want me to. Wow. And I will have my love to tell me to.
Wow.
He's so good, but I'm so uncomfortable when people sing to each other.
That was not what it is. To make love to her.
All right, so Carly... you have another new Alex that evidently can sing. What do you think? Now, do you think that he sang well?
New Alex is amazing.
New Alex is amazing.
Oh my God, my jaw is like on the ground. This is the weirdest day.
Well, listen, I got a total idea. And somebody texted it in. I'm going to repeat what they said. 704 said, amazing singing to Alex on the phone. What you should do is use this Alex for karaoke and date the other Alex.
There you go. Oh my God. Like a stand-in.
All right. What are you going to do, Carly? For real. We got to move on with the show.
Are you going to break up with the guy and date the singing Alex, or are you going to give the bad Alex another chance?
You know, honestly, I feel like a little bit stupid. Like, maybe I didn't think this completely through, and maybe old Alex was, like, just being, like, fun and funny. Yeah. So, I feel kind of stupid. I'm glad I did this. This is funny, but...
Now, so are we.
So, wait, are you going to date them both?
Oh, I don't know about new Alex. We'd have to kind of...
Here's what you
we'll
do.
Have to, like, text or something.
Carly,
but,
you invite both of them over to your house. You light some candles, okay? And you just let the boys serenade you. And whichever Alex really does the trick, that's the one that you invite to the bedroom.
I'm going to reach out to old Alex, and I will kind of like go, I will do another date there. And new Alex, you could definitely have my number.
Oh!
Okay, wow. Alex, we'll get that for you off the air. Hang on.
All right, new Alex, hang on a second, okay, bud? Good job. Great singing.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right. And Carly, you said that you didn't think this through and it was stupid. If it wasn't for your stupidity and not thinking through, we wouldn't have had this amazing singing segment. So to you, we say thank you for DMing us on Hump Day Dump Day. Have a great day. Good luck, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Hold on. We'll pass your information along to Alex.
I'm crying. I was laughing so hard.
I cannot wait to pull that for the best of the Mani, Roy, and Loren. That was awesome. Hey, coming up next, I got to tell you, I met somebody who just moved into my neighborhood. And he was walking his dog, and I stopped. I was walking with my daughter, Ruby, and he offered me, Roy, you're going to love this because you like things like this. Mm-hmm. He offered me two services. He said, hey, if you ever need A, I could do that. Oh, and by the way, I also do B. But A was so different than B. Mm-hmm. And just when I tell you the two services, you're going to laugh.
Okay.
I want to share it with you in less than 10 minutes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.